96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you looking for a job, a career change, or perhaps a way to expand your government contracting business? Well, if you say yes to any of those, you'll want to hear this. On Monday, BWI Marshall Airport is holding its 8th Business Networking and Career Fair. They call it Synergy. It's a unique opportunity to get your foot in the door at one of the nation's top airports. And joining me to talk about this are Ricky Smith, Executive Director of the Maryland Aviation Administration, and Crystal Wilson, HR Manager with the Maryland Aviation Administration. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we're talking about jobs, we're talking about careers, as well as state government contracting. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you're welcome to tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Crystal, Ricky, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Ricky, most people think about airports as a place to go so you can go, or a place that you go so you can pick somebody up to come home. But the reality is airports are big business. Talk to me about the businesses within the airport.
Well, BWI Marshall, which is the 22nd busiest airport in the country, generates almost $10 billion a year in economic impact. That includes about 106,000 jobs. 14,000 of those jobs are people that actually work on the BWI Marshall Airport property. You know, that's enormous opportunity for a lot of people. So as an economic engine, it's incumbent upon us to make sure that everyone has access to those opportunities, including the least of us. And that's what Synergy is all about. It's about bringing BWI partners, you know, our consulting partners, our food and retail partners, parking operators, transportation operators. BWI is like a small city. And so if there's something that someone needs to spend money on, there's a chance that that we're buying it at some point. So we just want to make sure that people know about those from a business standpoint and an employment standpoint.
You said even the least of us. What do you mean?
Well, you know, we're big on making sure that that women and minorities who are normally shut out of these kinds of opportunities, that they not just know about them, but we're bringing our business partners to the table with the understanding that they are to negotiate business deals and that they are to interview with the expectation that they will hire people on the spot. That's something that the state can't do. We can actually create an arrangement where people negotiate deals and employment opportunities on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, there is this event. It's Synergy. It's coming up on Monday. For those people who want to attend, what might they expect when they get there?
So they can expect to meet with employers face to face, and they will have opportunities available to them that they probably wouldn't have any other time. So they would be able to attend some different career information sessions, as well as meet with hiring managers and employers face to face to kind of on the spot interviews and have different conversations with them that they may not have the opportunity to have any other time.
If I'm looking for a job, and I mean just a job, I'm not even talking about, you know, the career or the contracting opportunities, because I want to talk about both of those. But say I'm just a young guy, I'm out of high school or something like that, and I'm looking for work. Is this the kind of event that I would want to attend?
This is absolutely the kind of event that you would want to attend. We have opportunities available for pretty much every career field that you can think about, from maintenance to custodial services to retail, concessions, engineering, aviation, airlines, pretty much every field that you can think about. We will have opportunities and employers available to meet with people on Monday.
If I want to fly, can I go? And I don't mean being thrown out on my tail, but does that just mean the airport, or does that also mean possible careers with the airlines?
So Southwest Airlines is a huge partner of ours. They will have a presence there. We will have the Anne Arundel County Workforce Development Organization there. They actually pull together employment opportunities for all of our tenants, including all of the airlines, the 14 airlines that operate out of BWI Marshall. So being an airline, but those are traditional job opportunities that people tend to know about. What we try to bring to their attention are those opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't think of.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about jobs, careers, and contracting opportunities at BWI Marshall Airport. They have an event coming up on Monday. It is their 8th networking event, networking and business event. It's a career fair as well. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Carla calling from Baltimore. Hey, Carla, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I'm calling. I am a management consultant for a company called Jacobs and Daniels, and we participate with the BWI Airport in two capacities. One, we are a subcontractor to provide planning consultations for airports. And as a minority-owned firm, it's vitally important that we let other people know about the opportunities that are available at the airport for minority firms. And I'm excited to be a part of the program. Our other service that we provide to the airport is valet service called Flyaway Valet. It's the first of its kind at the airport, and we're really excited to be a part of that. We opened February of this year.
Well, Carla, let me stop you before you continue to do a commercial. What I'm really interested in is, how did you get there? How did you get involved with the airport?
Well, that's a long story. I'll keep it short because yeah. Ricky is there. But I actually was an independent consultant years ago and worked with the airport because we knew how important it was to provide opportunities to small minority and women-owned firms. Fast forward here to 2018, and well, actually last year and this year, and now I'm participating with another minority firm to be a part of this event because we're actually doing work with the airport, and we're also in a position to offer career opportunities, jobs at
okay.
the airport.
So I take it you're going to be there on Monday?
Absolutely. And we have actually a great team that's excited to be there all day to look for people who want to work at the airport and for even other, I would say, contractors that would like to sub to get contracts.
Carla,
for those opportunities as well.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Ricky, you were going to say something.
So Carla brings up an important point. Crystal mentioned the fact that we will also have information sessions there. It's mm-hmm. one thing to talk to employers and business owners, but we'll have sessions there where you can actually learn how to do business with the airport. You can learn how to prepare for a job interview. That information is important. You can also learn about upcoming opportunities at the airport, not just a year from now, but 5, 6, 10 years from now. And the reason why that is important is because the firm that Carla works with has been in the aviation business for a while, and they attended sessions like this, and they learned that BWI Marshall was interested in developing a valet service. You know, we have a pretty robust parking program, but we didn't have a valet service. And so they worked with the airport and partnered with another company called SP Plus to introduce that service to the airport. And they're now operating. They're doing quite successfully.
How do you know what opportunities may be available, as you said, 5 or 10 years from now?
Because, as an airport executive, we work very closely with our customers. We know what our customers want. We know what other airports are doing that we may not be doing. And that drives the services that we provide. And so we knew for years that there was a demand for valet service. We just didn't figure out how to provide it. Other airports are providing that service. And then Jacobs and Daniels came in with an idea that would make it work, and it's working for us now.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about BWI Marshall Airport and the 8th Business Networking and Career Fair. That's coming up on Monday. And if you have any questions or if you have any comments, give us a call right now. We can answer any of your questions regarding business, jobs, or careers with BWI Marshall. Let me go back to the phone lines. Janet calling from Baltimore. Janet, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. Thank you for having me this evening. I am at the 30-year mark in my career, and I would like to make a career change. And so I will be there on Monday, but I was just wondering, how do you take the skills that you have and know what to target on Monday? Like, you know, I have experience in different things. I'm a financial billing analyst right now, but I have been a training developer and deliverer. I've done processing methods and procedures. I have an extensive experience in customer service.
Well, Janet, let me stop you real quick, because I think you ask a question that a lot of people may have, and I think it's a really important question for those people who are seeking to make a career change and are looking at the airport as a possibility. On Monday, will they have an opportunity to see some of the options relative to their skills?
So I'll jump in. I know Crystal's trying to jump in as well. I mean, what Synergy will offer is the best opportunity to be exposed to the myriad of career opportunities that the airport has to offer. There's no other event that's going to offer that. But at the end of the day, it's about what you're passionate about. And you have to have certain competencies that will be attractive to the employer. Once you use that to get in into the world of the airport, you become exposed to the many different employment opportunities and career opportunities that exist. And over a period of time, you can decide which direction you want to pursue. And again, the airport is like a little small city. There's not another place that you have that kind of opportunity right there before you. There are a lot of people who work 1, 2, 3 jobs at the airport for 2 or 3 different companies, because the airport and its close proximity allows you to do that.
And Janet, it does sound like that you have a lot of skills and expertise in a lot of different areas. And I think a lot of people have that challenge when trying to make that career change. But I think it's important for you to, when meeting with these hiring managers, just try to understand what the need is, what the expectation is, what the qualifications are. And when you're applying for these different jobs, you want to just try to pull out the skills and expertise or qualifications that they're looking for when applying and when drafting and creating your resume.
Okay. Janet, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Crystal, for anyone coming to the event, what should they bring with them?
Their A game, for sure. You want to come as if you are going to an interview. Dress to impress, have a up-to-date resume, and just bring your A game and be ready for on-the-spot interviews.
Now, that's for the job portion. But what about those folks that are professionals, or those that are in the government contracting business, those that are just perhaps starting out, or those that are established? What should they be prepared for on Monday?
Well, you should bring material that shows the kind of work history your company has been involved with. I mean, some people come just with a business card, and that's not enough. You will have a chance to sit down and talk with someone and make an impression on them about your company, but you should always be prepared to leave something behind so that they can, you know, read the material after the interview is gone. But, you know, smart business people, one, they have an elevator pitch,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you never know how much time you're going to have, so you want to be able to make an impact in a short period of time. And some people have what I'll call an escalator pitch, right, where you have a little more time to talk about your company. But either way, you should be prepared to talk about your company. A mistake that some people make, Harold, is they come in and they try to make the case that they can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a company that's looking for janitorial services and you know, you've been doing marketing for the last 20 years. But if you have a janitorial service contract, I'm ready for you. That's a big turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you have to understand and appreciate and embrace your core competency and make the case that you will deliver that service better than anybody else.
We're going to talk more about this on the other side after our break. Also, we're going to talk about the contracting process and what career government contractors may be able to find. And we're also going to talk about a little bit about the networking as well. For those who are interested, where can they find this online, Crystal?
BWIAirport.com.
Oh, BWIAirport.com. Okay. And this is Monday. It's all day?
It's from 7 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
7 in the morning.
The employment fair is from 12 to 4.
Okay, there you go. It's like catching an early flight, right? Early bird gets the worm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. More of your phone calls. Cheryl, James, LaVita, we're going to talk to you next. Please stay with us. Do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about jobs, careers, and government contracting opportunities at BWI Marshall Airport. My guests are Ricky Smith, Executive Director of the Maryland Aviation Administration, and Crystal Williams, HR Manager with the Maryland Aviation Administration. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let me go back to the phone lines. James, calling from Virginia. James, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how's it going?
Doing just fine.
What's on my mind is, I heard what you had to say. I was listening to everything. I'm 59 years old. I did 30 years in law enforcement. I don't really want to do law enforcement, but I'd love to do something else. And the thing is that from my age, as you can see, that's probably what I did my whole entire life. So I don't have all of those other skill sets that I just have life skill sets from having done what I did in law enforcement. What I'd like to know is, are there going to be things there that I can look at? Are, you know, ways that I can, things that I can change into, that I can do other things? I'm retired right now, and I'm kind of tired of being retired. I'm a worker, is what I do.
Okay. It's a good question, James.
James, beat up the synergy is not everything to everybody, right? So, we'll have seminars there that can help you market yourself. We'll have seminars there to help you maximize your interview experience. Sessions on how to seek employment opportunities. But you have to have an idea of what it is you want to do. If there are any certifications or any other kind of prerequisite experiences that you need to be attractive to an employer, Synergy can help you obtain that type of information or insight by talking to prospective employers, but you'll have to find another form to develop that competency or that skill. Synergy is not going to bring that to you. We simply put you in place to market your passion, to market your experience, and to convince someone that you would be value-added to their organization.
Okay. Jane.
I don't think I'd have an issue with convincing someone of my value. It's just in what field that value could work at. Like I said, done a lot of things, been with a lot of people. As far as business is concerned, I've done a lot of life things, but not had the experience of different businesses. And I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out is, are you guys going to have something there or things there that I can look at and say, okay, I think that fits me. I think that's something that I can take my resume to, show it to them, and then we can sit down and talk about it.
James, there might be a lot of entry level positions that you may be interested in pursuing. I mean, I know you said you have 30 years of law enforcement experience, and it sounds like you want to have like some type of career change. So it may take you starting so you can gain some different skills and knowledge and competencies and possibly move on to something else outside of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds actually exactly what I'm talking about. And I have one more thing before I go.
Real quick, James, got a lot of folks on the line. Go ahead.
Okay, is this going to be at BWI?
Actually, James, it's at the BWI Marriott Hotel. It's adjacent to BWI.
All right. Well,
but
thank you very much.
And James, for your own edification and for everyone else who's listening, if you have to register for this event. It's free, but you do need to register. You can find it online at synergybwi.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y-B-W-I.com. And as always, all of the information that we are sharing tonight will be on WHUR.com, including links to register. They had a lot of people, hundreds last year. I suspect they will have even more participating. But James, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cheryl, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Cheryl. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes, my name is Cheryl. I'm calling from Stafford. I'm a business owner of Positive Products, and I have a travel bag that I have invented. And I always wanted to get that travel bag into the gift shops in the airports. So this is right up my alley. So I wanted to know, how would I go about doing that?
So AirMall is the master developer for the airport. They negotiate and sublease space to all of our food and retail outlets at the airport, including Hudson News, which is the major news and gift shop. I would invite you to come to Synergy on Monday and meet with AirMall, and they can give you all the direction you need to get your product on the shelf.
So AirMall, you're talking about the catalog that's in the seat when you're sitting.
No, that's not it. AirMall is a developer.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm thinking that's that catalog that everybody reads when
they're on the plane. Okay, behind the seat pocket.
Right, exactly. Okay.
And I've spent enough money with that.
On the plane.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for your question. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, Crystal, for anyone who shows up on Monday after they register, what will they see specifically? Who's going to be there? What companies are going to be there? Give me kind of the rundown of how this is going to go.
So we have a lot going on. So you'll see companies from TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. Of course, the Maryland Aviation Administration will be there. MDCA Police, Rome Fitness, Airport Sherpa, Flyaway Valet, Chipotle, Host. Lots of different employers will be there. Again, they'll have the opportunity to meet hiring managers face to face. They'll also have the opportunity to attend different career information sessions. We'll be talking about things from social media, how it affects your career.
How when you say how social media will affect your career, that sounds like one of those seminars for the career day information that we see, you know, all over the country. Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. Here? And I believe Jeanette Saunders will be the presenter for that information session.
Jeanette Saunders is a consultant, organization development consultant. One of the points that she'll probably make is, you know, we spend a lot of time on social media now creating enormous history. Mm-hmm. And when prospective employers go into social media and find that history, you want to make sure that there isn't damaging information in that history.
I see.
And this seminar will help you understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
We'll also be talking about the different resources available to residents and how they can maximize those resources. We'll talk about effective strategies for resume writing and also keys to successful interviews. So lots going on.
Okay, sounds good. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lavita calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Lavita. What's on your mind? Lavita, are you there? Lavita, give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Tiffany. Tiffany calling from D.C. Tiffany, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you this evening?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Good. My question was, I've been out of work for the last 4 years. I had my last daughter in 2014, and I wanted to be home with her for a while, so I was home on purpose. And I started doing Uber about a year ago. How do I make it so that this gap isn't so troublesome on my resume? I have a really good resume. I've been an operations manager. I've been a government contractor. I have a really good resume, but now I just have this big space. So how do I make it so that I'm more marketable, because I'm ready to go back to work?
So the gap will be there. There's nothing you can really do about that, but I think it's important for you to just make sure that your resume is as up to date as possible and pull out as many of your skills as possible, then be able to speak to that gap, just same way you just did with us. It's important for you to be able to explain that when you're meeting with these hiring managers at the Synergy event.
Okay, so you don't think that it's like a turn off, because I mean there are so many people with with recent skills, and it's just been really hard. You know, like, I'm not even getting callbacks. I hear that, oh, your resume looks great, but you have this huge gap in your resume.
Well, I think that our effective strategies for resume writing workshop may be a good look. Maybe to have, you know, just to get some ideas of things that may not be working for you, and some things that you can probably add or remove to make it work better for you.
I'll offer, Tiffany, I mean, I look through hundreds of resumes a year. Crystal looks through more than that. And it's not unusual for someone to have a gap in their work experience, particularly these days. I mean, it's honorable to have been someone who decided to stay home and raise a family. That's an honorable role to play in your life, and so I certainly wouldn't hide from that. But the gap, I wouldn't be too concerned about the gap, as Crystal stated. Just talk to it. Just speak to it. You're talking about 2 years. There are some people with 10-year gaps, and they still find their ways back.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for your phone call, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ricky, let's talk a little bit more about the possibilities beyond just jobs and careers, from people who are looking for jobs to those that are trying to create opportunities, specifically the procurement process, the contracting process. You spoke earlier about bringing minority contractors and women into this process. What's there for them on Monday?
So the basic opportunity, the basic process for pursuing contracts with the state is, you know, you look on email and marketplace or some other website, and you look for a procurement opportunity to pop up. And I'll offer you to just being between me and you, Harold. If you're just pursuing a procurement opportunity when you see it pop up on the email and marketplace, it's probably already too late. The key to preparing yourself to take advantage of procurement opportunities is that you have to get to know the organization, you know, years, months in advance of that procurement opportunity coming about, so you'll know what they want, what their expectations are, the culture of the organization, what those opportunities might bring, and how can you enhance those opportunities, who you might want to team with to strengthen yourself as someone who's going to pursue that opportunity. So there's so much more than just the procurement opportunity itself. It's preparing yourself to have a competitive advantage whenever you decide to pursue it. And that's what Synergy is all about. You know, the seminars that we've been talking about off and on are all designed to, one, bring you face to face with what the airport is planning to do over the next 5 to 10 years, so that you can develop strategies to position yourself to take advantage of those opportunities from a business standpoint and even from a career standpoint. And so, you know, the big boys, the companies that are very successful, they have a very good feel for what airports are spending their monies on in the road and down the road. And that's key if you're going to position yourself to take advantage of the opportunities. The other benefit here, if I can, is, you know, a typical state outreach event is, you know, where you have a bunch of state agencies, they come, they exhibit, and when someone walks to the table, they say, well, we'll put you in the interest file.
What does that mean?
Interest file or the bidder's list. That means that whenever a procurement opportunity pops up, they'll make sure you get the RFP or the IFP or whatever that procurement document is. They'll make sure you get it. That really doesn't help you a lot. Here, what Synergy brings is, because the state can't just give you opportunities or negotiate them on the spot, these private companies, both employers and business owners, they can actually negotiate on the spot. You can leave Synergy with a contract or with the job. That's not how it works with state government. And that's what makes Synergy so special. That's what makes it so different than your typical government outreach.
Explain that, because I personally have never heard that. And we've always heard about, whether it's state governments, whatever state it happens to be, and certainly federal governments, the process is often long, it's arduous, it's complicated, and historically has not been women and minority friendly. So how can... Explain how someone can go to this event and come away with a contract. Give me an example.
So I'll give you an example. So there's a company there. There will be a company there called Airport Design Consultants, ADCI. Mm-hmm. ADCI is a private company, right? They'll be looking for people to partner at BWI or other airports that they're working with. And so you can sign a contract with them because they're not subject to the state's bureaucracy, the state's regulation. They're subject to their own internal corporate policy.
So you're talking about subcontracting with companies that are already contracting with the airport.
Exactly.
Sounds good. I'll be back in just a bit. When we come back, we're going to talk to LaVita calling from Maryland. And if you have any questions or comments about this Synergy event, this jobs, career, and contracting event coming up at BWI Marshall on Monday morning starting at 7 a.m. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about jobs, careers, and contracting opportunities at BWI Marshall Airport. If you have a question or a comment about the Synergy event coming up this coming Monday at 7 a.m. at the BWI Marriott, you can give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. LaVita, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, LaVita. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon or good evening, everyone. This is LaVita Gardner.
I'm
the owner and lead planner for MyGreenApple.com, a full-service event planning and communications company. We were fortunate to be hired by BWI to plan and execute the Synergy Business Networking and Career Fair. So I'm calling in just to share a couple of experiences of someone you guys will see on display on Monday.
Real quick, go right ahead.
It's a great place a great team to work with and what you guys can expect for the event.
Well, go right ahead, LaVita. We're listening.
Oh, so I will tell you about being on contract. I am a subcontractor. I'm a minority-owned firm, MBE, through Maryland Department of Transportation, and I am a subcontractor to a larger advertising agency, and I've been hired through that marketing contract. I've been on contract with the airport for about 7 years and have successfully competed with Weber for an extension to that or a new contract. So I want to make sure I speak correctly in contract law.
So, without taking us to law school, what I'm
interested in. I know.
Yeah, how about that? talk to me about the first time you got involved, because you're a veteran, and I think a lot of people would probably be interested in finding out how you got your foot in the door.
Well, just like Ricky has said on this call, on this interview today, I was able to meet with the prime contractor and pitch my services. They found a need that the airport needed and introduced my services, and the airport selected me, Weber selected me to fulfill that need. I've been fortunate to have had that experience for 6 years. Last year, we had to recompete because you have to do that. You don't just get a contract with the state government and keep it forever, but I had to recompete and pitch my services all over again as a part of the full contract with the prime contractor. And we were successful in that competition.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, and you said you're going to be there on Monday as well, I would imagine.
I will definitely be there on Monday. You guys will see my team organizing and executing the event on Monday. I'm excited about it. This is our second year with the airport in doing this event. We'll actually be there for the career fair as well because we are looking for event planners.
Hmm.
So in addition to looking forward to meeting all the other prime contractors there, we're also looking forward to meeting event planners or people interested in being event planners because we are always looking to build our team as well.
Okay.
So we'll be there from noon to four at the Synergy Career Fair. So anybody looking to be an event planner or looking for event planning services, visit us online at mygreenapple.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, LaVita. I appreciate you giving us a call. I want to talk to you a little bit more, Ricky, about the government contracting piece because that's a kind of a separate world from, your workaday stiffs. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about how involved contracting is, particularly, as you said, for, minorities and women like LaVita.
So, governments are public entities, right? And mm-hmm. and we're charged with protecting the public's asset. And so there are all kinds of regulations and rules and constraints in place to make sure that we do that. And some people get frustrated with it, but it's to protect the public's interest. And so procurement regulations are designed to make sure that everyone that's qualified has equal access to those opportunities. That doesn't mean that small and minority-owned firms should not have access to those opportunities. And so because of years of disparity, you know, this country has a checkered history, there are programs in place to try to balance the playing field, right? And a lot of those programs are federal programs like the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program or the Airport Concessions Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program for food and retail, or the State of Maryland's Minority Business Enterprise Program, are all designed to make sure that people who otherwise wouldn't have access to opportunities can get access to those opportunities. And to do that, you have to go through a certification process, which really isn't very difficult. I mean, this can be a bit of a challenge, but it's not very difficult. There are thousands of companies that have done it. And that becomes a marketing opportunity for you, because when companies are awarded contracts, often those contracts come with a requirement that they have a percentage of small and minority business participation. And if you're a part of that list of certified firms, then either they will seek you out or the agency will seek you out and pair the two together. So, I mean, it's not something that happens by accident. You have to study the process, learn the process, master the process. You have to be as good with, you know, pursuing procurement opportunities as you are with the technical expertise that you bring that you're trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And those who master the procurement process are the ones who find themselves very successful.
Speaking of opportunities, or opportunities that are not always there, I mean, you run the airport. You run one of the largest airports in the nation. Not necessarily something that you see a lot of black men doing. And usually, again, most people get to the airport and they deal with the people behind the counters dealing with tickets, baggage, TSA, flight attendants, and pilots, and that's it. You're not a pilot.
Not at all.
So how did you get to where you are now?
Well, I mean, I'm an accountant.
Okay.
And as a kid, I never had an interest in aviation. I mean, any kid sees an airplane flying in the sky, you're going to look at it, but I never envision myself having some formal professional relationship with that aircraft. My passion is entrepreneurship and public service. And when I was asked to consider an opportunity at the airport, I pursued it. I was successful at pursuing it just like anybody else could be. And then I moved my way around in the organization because I always had this passion for entrepreneurship, and airports is as close as you can get to entrepreneurship in government. It is a very commercial environment, a very dynamic environment. And so for me, it brings entrepreneurship and public service together. And, you know, divine intervention has led me to a successful career so far.
But this isn't your first airport.
No, this isn't my first airport. No, I was the head of Cleveland Hopkins International Airport for 10 years, and now I'm back home at BWI Marshall, but I was the COO of BWI Marshall for 18 years before leaving to go to Cleveland.
And same for you, Crystal, because we know that every business, whatever it happens to be, big or small, needs somebody in HR. But airport, do you fly? First class.
No, not at all.
She flies first class. That's about the size of it, right?
It's funny that Ricky just mentioned his background, because yeah, I've been in the airport since I was 16 years old. I started out working for HMS Host which will actually be one of the employers at the career fair. I started out working there at Burger King when I was 16 years old. You know, I didn't know that all these years later I would still be in an airport, or that I would be the human resources manager for the Maryland Aviation Administration. But I think that's the significance of these type of events, because you know, you can meet certain people. And I met a lot of great people along the way, great mentors. And when I first started working at the airport, I didn't necessarily know exactly what my career path was. But again, I met some great people and I kind of focused in on what I wanted to do. I was fortunate enough to work for a company or organization that paid for my education, went and got a degree. And now I'm here. So I think it's important for even a lot of the younger people who may not know exactly what they want to do. You know, we have a lot of different opportunities in an airport. So for me to have started at the age of 16 and now be where I am today, I think these type of events will give others the same type of opportunity.
I only have a few minutes left, Ricky, but I did want to back up just a little bit, because you mentioned twice now about things that the airport is going to be doing over the next 5 or 10 years. What are those things?
Well, airports are always growing.
I mean, BWI Marshall.
Yes. Yeah, BWI Marshall is growing. We're not the busiest airport in Washington, Baltimore area for nothing. And so there are facility constraints. And so over the coming years, we'll be embarking on projects to grow our facilities, improve our roadway system. We'll always be opening new stores, food and retail stores at the airport. We have a very aggressive marketing program, and so we'll be finding new ways to expand our marketing reach. And that's all money, right? And so, you know, we'll be building the airport.
You were in Cleveland. You're here now. And I'm sure you've visited many, many, many airports. When it comes to the need that customers are constantly talking about, what is it that you believe that all airports have in common that perhaps they don't have, that they should, to make, whether it's flying or moving about the airport more efficiently? If you had your druthers, what should BWI and by extension all airports have that they don't have yet?
Larger restrooms. Mm-hmm. Larger restrooms. I mean, we don't build restrooms for Easter Sunday, right? We build restrooms for what we call the medium traffic level. But everyone comes in and out of the airport during peaks at the same period of time. And so the restrooms are overwhelmed during that period. And so all airports want larger restrooms. All passengers want larger restrooms. And none of us have restrooms that are large enough when people really want to use them.
I think that's a really, really important point. No joke there. I agree, particularly if you are running late and then you got to go and there's a line. And the ladies, I'm sure, can speak to that probably even better than the guys. But all jokes aside, I think that's an excellent, excellent point. Something to consider. Crystal Wilson and Ricky Smith, thank you both for sharing with us. And for all of our listeners, always remember that information that we discussed tonight about the Synergy event will be on WHUR.com a little after 8:30. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, April 25th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.